Good Tuesday morning, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker, the Extension Educator for Agriculture and Natural Resources here in Fulton County. Today, I'd like to take a little bit of time to discuss how to get rid of those broadleaf weeds in your home lawns, give a quick update on this week's planting progress. Well, first, let's take a little time to talk about managing dandelions and other broadleaf weeds in your home lawns. Dandelions can be managed and eliminated in several ways. First, it's suggested that you increase your lawn density with a good fertility program so that dandelions have to compete with a healthy lawn just to get established. Secondly, if you only have a few dandelions, you may just opt to hand pull them, being sure to remove the entire taproot of this biennial/perennial plant. Ideally, this should be done before dandelions flower, and certainly before the pretty yellow flowers go to seed. You may also choose to spot treat the weeds with a ready-to-use herbicide available at your local hardware or box store. The final management option is to treat the entire lawn with a herbicide that's so labeled for broadleaf weed control. The most often used product is a 2,4-D product, and sometimes premixes will include two additional active ingredients called MCPA and or dicamba. For a homeowner, the simplest product to use is in a granular formulation impregnated on fertilizer. This is a product that can be applied with a basic fertilizer spreader. We'll purchase first from the local hardware, box store, or farm retail center, and then applied with a basic fertilizer spreader. However, when using the impregnated fertilizer option that has herbicide on it, you must be sure to apply the product when the grass is wet and has sufficient sunlight to activate the herbicide. In some cases, the labels say that the product needs slight irrigation to activate it. Another option might be to hire a professional lawn care service. They will most likely use a liquid formulation of the herbicide for an even more effective treatment. Whether you choose to apply the herbicide yourself or hire someone to do so, be sure to follow the re-entry interval time that is listed on the label for children, adults, and pets to go back on or back into that lawn area. Usually this time period is 24 hours for lawn care products. The treatment options will apply to most other broadleaf weeds like chickweeds, plantains, curly dock, and spurge. If weeds are quite prevalent throughout the lawn, a second treatment may be necessary this coming fall. So those are your options for controlling dandelions and other broadleaf weeds this spring. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to contact our office, 419-337-9210. In the world of production agriculture, we've pretty much experienced a weather standstill the last week. Very few acres of corn and beans have been planted in our county. Last week really only provided about a half of a full workday. And those were really only moderately ideal conditions. That was last Monday. Since March 1st, I have recorded nearly 7 inches of rain in the Wasion area, with about 2.1 inches coming in the last 7 days. That said, we're only in the first week of May. There will be opportunities in the coming weeks to get crops planted in a timely fashion. I want to wish producers good luck as you continue your spring field work. We want to encourage you to be safe as you travel the roads. Please be sure that your slow-moving vehicle signs are shined up and flashers are working properly for the safest travel up and down the road this season. Finally, I want to introduce our agronomy intern who has started this week working in our office. Mr. Ben Eggers will be working as a summer agronomy intern for part of the next 4 months, helping with on-farm research plots, entomology trapping, field scouting, summer programming, and other field days. Ben just completed his junior year at Ohio State University and will be a senior this fall. He's the son of Matt and Donna Eggers. Welcome, Ben. OSU Extension looks forward to working with you here in Fulton County and some of the surrounding counties. Well, thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of OSU Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker. Have a great week, Fulton County.